mushrooms. Can you remember a half a night or shorter than that?
Yeah, it was a tough night. I've lost slam finals and stuff, which has been very tough, but in terms of the way the match went, it was not ideal from my side of the court, far from it.
Andy, how much of it tonight was down to your own performance, how much of it was down to Rogers?
Well, he played exceptionally well, that's for sure. I can say I'm disappointed at my level tonight, but if I played well, he probably still would have won. Anyway, he was playing very well, he was striking the ball very, very clean after the first few games of the match. He played exceptionally well, made very few mistakes, and was hitting the ball at the middle of the racket on serve returns. He maybe didn't hit his first serve as well as he can, but apart from that, everything else was very clean.
Andy, at the end of the match, he was 2 points from winning 6-0, 6-0. Did you care about him not doing that? Did you sense he wanted to do that? And did it bother you when he was continuing to hit drop shots and running around second serve returns all the way to the end?
Well, obviously, 6-0, 6-0 is, I mean, that's never happened to me in my career. I don't think 6-0, 6-1, maybe it's happened once to me before, obviously not often, so, yeah, that's very disappointing, especially in a match like that. I would have obviously hoped to have done a lot better than that. It wasn't what I was looking for when I went on the court. In terms of the nature of the match, I mean, when he's extremely loose, like he was tonight, he was obviously through in the group. He was able to, to maybe try some shots that he might not try in other situations, but everything he tried tonight came off, and he has the ability to do that.
When the games are going so quickly, what sort of things do you try and do just to get a foothold in the match?
Just try and win a point, try and set a target of winning points, try and win 2 points in a row, rather than trying to focus on I want to get this game. You just try and set smaller goals than that, and that's basically it.
Andy, does a defeat like that do any damage to your confidence, especially as it's the last match of the year, or do you just put it aside as, I've lost a match and move on?
I won't be able to tell you that until I start the next year, because obviously I'm not going to play again until then. But it's not a nice way to finish the year. But I know that there's obviously a lot for me to work on now. I don't feel like I was playing that badly going into the match. I'd had some good wins the last few weeks, and had played decent against Miloš. So obviously, in that respect, I know I'm going to have to put a lot of work in on the tennis court, a lot of work in on my game, if I want to, to start the season with an opportunity to win in Australia. I'm going to have to put in a lot of work, that's for sure.
Andy, is there any sense in looking back at this game and trying to analyse it, or is it such a freakish match that you're best off just trying to forget it as quickly as possible?
I'm not going to try and forget it. No, want to think of it about what happened and try to use it. And I'm not saying that I'm necessarily ever going to look at that match positively, but I need to use it as whatever, if it's motivation for the off season, or to make some changes to things, whatever it is. Clearly, I need to make some adjustments to my game, and that's the one positive is that I now have six, 7 weeks before the next tournament. I have time to work on some stuff.
And yeah, obviously you haven't had a lot of matches, so I've gone that way on the scoreboard. What does it feel like when it's happening? Is it surreal? Is it confusing, frustrating, embarrassing? What does it feel like when that's
happening? Yeah, I would say it's frustrating. I mean, that's the... Yeah, that would be the one word that I would use to describe it. I mean, there's some matches you can maybe look back on where, you know, you might have behaved badly or, you know, felt like you hadn't given your best effort or whatever, and maybe be embarrassed about that. But I was trying tonight. I wasn't, I tried from the first run through until the last. So it's very frustrating when that's happening to you. Obviously, when you're trying to give your best effort.
Yes, and I went through your heavy defeats in the past, but you lost 11 times 6-love, but you were not much in trouble in the following match after those defeats. You lost 6-1, 6-0 to Djokovic in Miami in 2007. That was in the semi-final. But then since then, in 2008, you always played well. So, I mean, you shouldn't be too worried, I think, about tonight. I don't know, how do you feel it now?
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, the match against Novak was a bit different. I was a bit injured that match. There was nothing wrong at all with me this evening, so slightly different in that respect. And also, in these conditions too, indoors, normally you would be hoping to hold serve more than once. And I hope the beginning of next year doesn't start off like that, and I'll do everything I can the next 7 weeks to make sure that I'm better prepared to compete with the best players.
Andy, I appreciate it's only just finished, but how do you sum up your season?
The first 3-4 months were tough. It was hard. Going through a surgery isn't easy. I didn't appreciate that so much at the time. I found it quite frustrating at the beginning of the year, but then once I accepted that it's a hard thing to go through, and obviously in the middle of that period I switched, obviously stopped working with Ivan, so the first 3-4 months were difficult. But then after that I've had a couple of tough losses this year, the French Open and Wimbledon. I played well, but when I got to the semis of the French and the quarters of Wimbledon, I didn't feel like I played well. And obviously tonight is another example of where, I'm disappointed with those matches. I don't want to play matches like that, obviously. But mixed in with those matches was some good tennis. With the last 6 weeks were good, obviously. Some good wins, and it's been a hard year, but it's something that I've had to go through, and I'll look back on it, and I've definitely learned a lot this year about my body and what it's like to come back from a tough surgery. It's not easy, so it gives you more I'll spend more time, I always spend a lot of time, but more time taking care of my body and making sure that I don't have to go through that again, because it's tough.
Andy, you're 0-9 this year against Novak, Roger and Rafa. You've beaten those guys many times. How far off their level do you feel you are?
Well, after tonight, that's quite clear, quite a long way from that level, but a lot can change in a matter of weeks and months in tennis. Roger is a good example of that. Obviously, with last year, he was having some struggles and some tough times with his body and whatnot. And a lot of questions were asked about him, and he's responded and gone into the last tournament of the year with an opportunity to get to number one. There's guys that have I don't know, your Ryanich or Nishikori and these guys are hearing some figures and stats of their results against top 10 players before this year, and then you know you get a bit of confidence and things can change very quickly in sport. So I'm not happy to finish the year with that record, obviously, you know, but hopefully next year if I get the right work done now and I can get myself off to a good start next year and yeah, over 5 sets, you know, I've tend to play, would say, better tennis over 5 sets in my career, and hope that come Australia I'll be a much better player.
Between now and the International Tennis League, what's your plans? Davis Cup finals on next weekend, we watch that, we just switch off completely.
It's Ross's wedding next weekend. I'm the best man at his wedding, so I have that next weekend, and then yeah, I don't know exactly what I'm going to do, but I would normally take a break just now, but I also need time to work on some things in my game and make improvements. So if I was to take a 2 week break, it's not, you know, that's 14 days where I can't work on my game, make any changes in that period. So I'll try to get back on the practice court probably sooner than I would have done.